An interesting side effect of the battle was that Ender emerged at the top of the soldier efficiency list. Since he hadn't fired a shot, he had a perfect record on shooting, no misses at all. And since he had never been eliminated or disabled, his percentage there was excellent. No one else came close. It made a lot of the boys laugh, and others were angry. But on the prized efficiency list, Ender was now the leader. He kept sitting out the army practice sessions and kept working hard on his own with Petra in the mornings and his friends at night. More launchies were joining them now, not on a lark, but because they could see results. They were getting better and better. Ender and Eli stayed ahead of them, though. In part, it was because Eli kept trying new things, which forced Ender to think of new tactics to cope with them. In part, it was because they kept making stupid mistakes, which suggested things to do that no self-respecting, well-trained soldier would even have tried. Many of the things they attempted turned out to be useless, but it was always fun, always exciting, and enough things worked that they knew it was helping them. Evening was the best time of day. The next two battles were easy salamander victories. Ender came in after 4 minutes and remained untouched by the defeated enemy. Ender began to realize that Condor Army, which had beaten them, was unusually good. Salamander, weak as Bonzo's grasp of strategy might be, was one of the better teams, climbing steadily in the ratings, clawing for fourth place with Rat Army. Ender turned 7. They weren't much for dates and calendars at the battle school, but Ender had found out how to bring up the date on his desk, and he noticed his birthday. The school noticed it, too. They took his measurements and issued him a new salamander uniform and a new flash suit for the battle room. He went back to the barracks with the new clothing on. It felt strange and loose, like his skin no longer fit properly. He wanted to stop at Petra's bunk and tell her about his home, about what his birthdays were usually like, just tell her it was his birthday so she'd say something about it being a happy one. But nobody told birthdays. It was childish. It was what landsiders did, cakes and silly customs. Valentine baked him his cake on his 6th birthday. It fell, and it was terrible. Nobody knew how to cook anymore. It was the kind of crazy thing Valentine would do. Everybody teased Valentine about it, but Ender saved a little bit of it in his cupboard. Then they took out his monitor, and he left. And for all he knew, it was still there, a little piece of greasy yellow dust. Nobody talked about home, not among the soldiers. There had been no life before battle school. Nobody got letters, and nobody wrote any. Everybody pretended that they didn't care. But I do care, thought Ender. The only reason I'm here is so that a bugger won't shoot out Valentine's eye, won't blast her head open like the soldiers in the videos of the first battles with the buggers, won't split her head with a beam so hot that her brains burst the skull and spill out like rising bread dough, the way it happens in my worst nightmares and my worst nights when I wake up trembling but silent, must keep silent or they'll hear that I miss my family. I want to go home. It was better in the morning. Home was merely a dull ache in the back of his memory, a tiredness in his eyes. That morning Bonzo came in as they were dressing. Flash suits, he called. It was a battle. Ender's 4th game. The enemy was Leopard Army. It would be easy. Leopard was new, and it was always in the bottom quarter in the standings. It had been organized only 6 months ago, with Paul Slattery as its commander. Ender put on his new battle suit and got into line. Bonzo pulled him roughly out of line and made him march at the end. You didn't need to do that, Ender said silently. You could have let me stay in line. Ender watched from the corridor. Paul Slattery was young, but he was sharp. He had some new ideas. He kept his soldiers moving, darting from star to star, wall sliding to get behind and above the stolid salamanders. Ender smiled. Bonzo was hopelessly confused, and so were his men. Leopard seemed to have men in every direction. However, the battle was not as lopsided as it seemed. Ender noticed that Leopard was losing a lot of men, too. Their reckless tactics exposed them too much. What mattered, however, was that Salamander felt defeated. They had surrendered the initiative completely. Though they were still fairly evenly matched with the enemy, they huddled together like the last survivors of a massacre, as if they hoped the enemy would overlook them in the carnage.